It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.9985 MyPigRadio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show. We do have Neil Jones from Talamina Rally, which did occur. People were worried. We were all concerned. Was it going to be able to go off with the state of Arkansas? Let them do this with COVID-19. And Neil Jones and his wife and people closest to him and the people out at the convention center here were not going to be denied. They pulled it off.
Why did they ever doubt
Neil? Well, I knew Neil was going to pull it off.
Why did
I never doubted him? You pulled it off.
Let me clear up something.
Yeah, clear up something, please. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anna wrote me a check.
Oh, yeah, I did.
To come in this morning.
Yeah.
Because she had run out of friends. So I did that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're so funny.
You're buying your friends now. Okay. But, you pulled it off.
I did.
And not only did you pull it off, it was a huge success. Before we get to the big number that you did get raised this year for the kids at St. Jude's, you know, it was a process that you had to go through this year because of all the precautions and all that from the government. But you did manage to have a great rally. Talk a little bit about it.
Right. Well, and with the social distancing and wearing the mask, you know, we called the health departments and we called the local people over all that. And that's what they told us we had to do. Mm-hmm. They had opened up the hotel where out-of-state people could stay there, including me. So once that did, we marked it all 6 feet. We only let 50 people in one room at a time to register, and everybody had a mask on. If you didn't have a mask, bandana, or such, you had to go back to your room or your bike or your car and get it on.
That's right. The way it is.
Because the reason I told them, I said, do not be the reason this thing gets shut down.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We worked all year to make this right, and we don't want to shut it down on the Thursday afternoon. And then, you know, Friday we left, and all our meals was outside, to-go bags or to-go boxes. And we just eat outside. Not one complaint. Everybody was happy to get a free meal.
Absolutely.
You know, we rode and we come back and we did old poker points run and we had the bed out at Scotty's, and Saturday we got up, it's raining, couldn't make the ride. Still went to Mena, Arkansas. A friend of mine, Richard McBroom, went up there and picked up 150 boxes of food and brought them back. And we fed them all lunch, and then Saturday night we had the big finish at Scotty's. And when I say a big finish, it was a big finish.
You know, I saw some of that on Facebook.
That's why I told Scott Martin I'd like to next year to have a private party. And he said, well, you was real close this year. He said, we run out of tables of you guys. You know, we was underneath and everything. But And I'd like to thank Dusty Rose Band that night.
They're great.
They're amazing.
Jason put on a tremendous show, and he talked about the kids. He told them all out there. He said, Neil's wife, Carol, sat in the chair. All we're going to do is a drum solo until you fill up that bag with money.
Oh, goodness.
Make a long story short, $740 went in that bag.
Real quick, like.
Awesome.
Quick, because they was tired of listening to the drum solo. They wanted to hear music.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, please give some money. Please give some money. And I saw, and I was trying to keep up with it. I kept seeing people that were at the rally. And some of them for the first time.
Right.
And they were talking about, even with the logistics and the rent, it said they all had so much fun.
Right.
Right.
And they knew what they were doing, the calls they were given to, but they were just talking about how much fun they had.
Right.
And what a good job that you guys did on what you presented to them.
Well, and you know, we had to cut out a van on Friday night. We didn't get to ride Saturday. And people just took small groups Saturday when everything cleared up, and they left and rode to Jefferson. Some rode to Queen Wilhelmina,
mm-hmm.
you know. But it was hard for me to make that decision to take 200-plus bikes on a slick highway in Queen Wilhelmina.
Right.
I needed them Saturday night to bid on them auction stuff. I don't want nobody to get hurt.
You want them well.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, we had one young man come in from Kansas. He had a bad wreck coming in there on wet roads, and that really kind of set the tone for me.
Right.
I want to take you there, and I want to bring you back wherever we go. I don't want nobody to get hurt.
Right.
You know, so that decision not to go, I think, really paid off.
We were talking about what a huge success the event was this year, even with the COVID problems and a big thunderstorm pour down one morning. It did not deter them from raising a lot of money, and the money goes to the St. Jude's Children Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, that helps kids beat cancer. It's all for the kids. He's been doing this for years, and now well over 200,000, probably getting close to 300,000. We don't have to be exact right now, but we can be exact on how much you raised this year.
Yes.
And it was a big total.
Yes, sir.
And if you haven't heard and you haven't seen on Facebook, give them that total now.
The total we raised this year from the help of the good Lord and my friends, we'll be donating to St. Jude $68,137.
That's just absolutely
amazing.
Yes. Yeah. To everybody that participated. Thanks to everybody who donated.
Everybody.
And
yes.
The people that came in, the people that just donated, people that helped you out, the convention center that worked so hard to pull it off. And of course, obviously, you and your wife and everybody that's really close to you at the top of this thing that works tirelessly on it. And you've already begun preparations for next year. Thank you for what you do for those kids. Because bottom line, as you said, is it's all about the kids.
That's the reason we do this. Mm-hmm. It's not about any kind of recognition, but I can honestly say I get to hang out for 3 days with some of the best and generous people that wants to do the same thing I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
They want to help these kids. I have people come to this to have grandkids or nieces or nephews that's in that hospital. One lady that came, I don't know if y'all noticed, Saturday night, there was four or five of them dressed up in the old women dresses, and they was just kind of decorated with different colored hair. And one of them has a friend, his name is Isaac, in the hospital there. And she does all this. Mm-hmm. And they went around collecting money and taking pictures with everybody, and they raised over $500.
Fantastic.
One night, and they handed it to us.
Yeah.
And it's people like that that just, you don't know what to say.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, it's heartwarming to see people that I can do everything I can do, but if nobody shows up, what good is it?
Right.
True.
But now I've got people everywhere doing money for this thing.
That was fantastic.
Well, in August, hopefully, you'll be able to make a ride up there and present the check in person. If not, you're going to get the check to them anyway.
Oh, yeah, they're going to get it.
They're going to get it one way or another, but it'd be fun to be able to do your ride.
Right.
Anybody out there that didn't get involved this year, and maybe this is I can't believe it, you're under a rock, and this is the first time you've ever heard of the Talamina Rally. Facebook page, what do they need to do?
Facebook page, you can go to the Talamina Rally Cruising for St. Jude, and you can go and ask to be added to it. It is a closed group because of stuff being posted shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll give you permission to put, you can go look at anything we do. I'm real transparent, and I believe if somebody gives their money to this cause, they need to know the amount was raised, and they need to know the amount went to St. Jude. Now, when this check gets up there in a couple of weeks, St. Jude will send me a letter stating, this is what you've raised this year. This is what you've raised since 2012.
Right.
There'll be a figure on it.
Uh-huh.
And once I get that letter, I shoot a picture of it, and I put it right on Facebook for people to see. There's
your name. He's very transparent. He's on Facebook a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Anna. Yeah, you and Anna.
Yeah. Yep.
And on a serious note, as we ended up, because you said this on the Facebook Live that we did, but you did want to put out there your thoughts about Dwight Neville.
Yes, sir. You know, Dwight Neville was a saint.
Yes.
He was the man with the golden heart, as big as Texas for children. And if you needed help with anything, he would help you with it. He never met a stranger. He always opened his doors to anybody. And I'm just going to be honest, he is going to be truly missed.
Yes, sir.
Because he was the main guy on the Toys for Tots, Water Springs Ranch. Anybody coming there needed anything. When he had Biker's Dream, he'd help them.
Yeah. Right. That's what I've heard.
He was just a man with a golden heart and a big smile. And he'll truly be missed. My condolences to the Neville family.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, I mean, the good thing is that these things that he started and got people involved in going, hey, this is a good thing, will continue on because it'll be his legacy.
You bet.
But like you said, I mean, there are certain people out there that come through your lives or the life of this planet or whatever that are one of a kind, and they really can't be replaced.
Right.
He's kind of one of those one of a kind.
He is.
Yeah.
And when you seen him, I never seen the man without a smile.
Right.
He was always smiling. He'd shake your hand. And if you needed something, he'd do everything he could to help you.
Well, our hearts and prayers go out to his family, but what a great legacy and what a great man. Everybody that knows him obviously testifies to that, so it is a fact. But Neil Jones, thank you so much. Congratulations on the 68,000 plus, and I know it will continue with the Talamina Rally. Come see us again soon, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.